Sharon Glover is standing in the middle of the church kitchen, making the sign of the cross with her batter-covered hand. She's in charge of the night's Lenten meal at St. Philip Catholic Church in North Minneapolis, and she's praying that the supersized dessert recipe did indeed call for 9 eggs.
I'm making devil's food cake. We had angel food before, so that was a good one. That was a success. So now it's the devil's turn.
The way Glover sees it, you don't have to be somber to be saved. And that should probably be St. Philip's mantra as well. The church basement boasts a huge electronic bingo board. The choir is accompanied by drums and a bass guitar. And parishioners here love swapping tales about their childhood fear of nuns. Over in the kitchen corner, Michelle Patterson is dropping breaded catfish into a vat of bubbling oil. Like the majority of Catholics, Patterson foregoes meat on Fridays during Lent. Why, she's not quite sure.
I guess that's what God brought down. Sharon, why is it just fish considered we can eat on Friday? Where did that come from?
Sharon Glover stops dicing a green pepper to think. She says she knows the answer. She just can't explain it very well. And she'd hate for the pastor to hear her make a mistake. Glover may not be able to articulate the origin of the time-honored ritual, but fish-filled Fridays have long been part of her life. She remembers being a child and trying to make sense of the calendar. There was M for Monday, T for Tuesday, and then there was F.
I always thought F meant fish, and that's how I grew up. I really did. Oh, Friday's fish, you know, and then that's it.
Traditions, be they religious or secular, are curious things. They take on great meaning, yet what they actually mean can be surprisingly squishy. Lent is no exception. To hear some churchgoers tell it, the practice of giving up meat emulates the sacrifice God made when he gave the world his only son.
To me, it's to give up something like God gave up. To say to yourself, I can give something up like he did.
Others see it as a way to remember Christ's crucifixion on the cross.
Can we give up a little meat for that? You know?
Of course, as worthy as those motivations may be, they're not exactly doctrine. For that, it's probably best to ask someone like Father John Paul Erickson. He's the associate pastor at the Cathedral of St. Paul. He explains Lent as the act of
accompanying our Lord in the 40 days, as described in Scripture, where he fasted and he prayed in preparation for his public ministry. And so the Christian, in union and solidarity with Jesus, spends time in the desert, a desert learning through self-denial how to love.
In simpler terms, the season might be seen as
the time for us to reflect upon our relationship with God.
The cathedral's Deacon Philip Stewart admits that formally Lent is a period of prayer and sacrifice and penance. But he says it's also a time to refocus, a time to remember what's really important.
You know, we live in a world where it's a materialistic world, where we are drawing from a lot of sinful things, and our God becomes something else, whether it be material goods or whatever. Lent gives us an opportunity to reflect upon that, put that in proper perspective, and put our more attention upon God so that we can draw closer to him.
So just how does resisting the filet mignon connect people with a higher being?
Way back when, meat was a very scarce thing. So to give up meat was really sacrificial to do that.
And rejecting something so desirable, says Stewart, is a way of expressing belief in and love for something greater. Back at St. Philip's, the fish is ready, there's music playing, and dozens have lined up for the Lenten dinner.
Coleslaw or regular salad?
Church member Doris Law picks up a heaping plate of fish and scalloped potatoes, and she grabs a seat underneath a wall hanging of Jesus.
I like fish. I like that McDonald's has a fish special. Praise God. I'll eat fish just because of the fish special, but I don't feel any obligation, or I don't feel sinful, or I don't feel as if God really gives a rip. I mean, I don't think God cares whether I had fish or I had a chicken sandwich. I think that what's important to him is that I acknowledge the season and that I know what the season is about. God is not interested in all of that stuff we make up. It's just stuff to keep us busy.
Still, this lifelong Catholic sits in the church basement on a cold Friday night enjoying a catfish fillet. In fact, she rarely misses a Lenten gathering. She says she loves to celebrate the beauty and power of the Christian season.
Anything that pulls us together is part of the plan. This is more important for us all to be together and then for us just to do things to help each other as much as possible, you know, so that's what it's about.
And really, in a time of war and political divisions and economic uncertainty, what could be more sacred?
Thank you, ladies. You guys have a good weekend.
If there's a sheet cake of devil's food involved, all the better. Nikki Tundell, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.